tragedy has struck two American cities. In less than 24 hours, there were two mass shootings. The first was in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We have to be very, very clear that conduct like this, thoughts like this, actions like this, crimes like this are not who or what Texas is and will not be accepted here.
In an interview with ABC's This Week, Congresswoman Veronica Escobar, who represents El Paso, says her constituents understand that to be a safe community, everyone has to be treated with dignity and respect.
We want people to feel safe, and so we have a very different philosophy in El Paso from the philosophy that emanates from the White House. We embrace one another and take care of one another.
U.S. President Donald Trump has pledged the total support of the federal government. Just hours later, nine people were killed and dozens more injured in a shooting in a popular nightclub district in Dayton, Ohio. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says officers managed to reach the scene less than a minute after the gunman began shooting.
If Dayton police had not gotten to the shooter in under a minute, and think of that, 26 injured, nine dead, hundreds of people in the Oregon district could be dead today.
Even with the gunman dead, Deputy Police Chief Matt Carper says there is still much work to be done.
This is a very tragic incident, and we're doing everything we can to investigate it and try to identify the motivation behind this.
For more on the shootings, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. In the Philippines, three ferry boats capsized in rough seas, killing at least 25 people. Six others are missing. 55 other passengers and crew.